reading this morning. The house isn't as full as sometimes, but welcome everyone that's here. And I just come up to introduce my brother that came with us here, Elmer Peachy. He consented to have devotions for us, so let's give him his attention.
Good morning. God bless all of you this morning. It is a blessing to be here again. I truly enjoy coming out through here from time to time. Let's pray. Our gracious, loving, eternal Father in heaven, this morning, we come in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is that name that is given, that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. And it's also the only name that's given by which man can possibly be saved. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for the gathering of your people throughout the world, Lord. And even here in this place, Lord, we ask that you be with us, that you watch over each one of us, that our hearts would be attentive, that we would hear, we would be careful how we hear, that we would hear rightly. Lord, that we would also study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Father, we thank you for your precious word, Lord. It is so precious. It is life-changing. It gives us life. It gives us joy. It gives us peace. It gives us everything that we need in life. Even though we live in this wicked and vile world, Lord, we can have peace and joy that passes all understanding. And Lord, that's only because of your greatness, your holiness, your righteousness, Father. So we thank you this morning for your word. We just pray that you would watch over my tongue, Lord, that I would not say anything that is not needful, but I would speak from your heart, that we all may hear and be edified, and we would glorify you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, it says in Romans 1, I think it's Romans 1:16, that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. And this morning I just want to look at the blessings that we have. I think we all know it, but I think it does us good to really realize, to hear somebody say it. You know, how we're blessed. I've been doing some traveling the last few weeks. Traveled out from Pennsylvania all the way out to the West Coast. I picked up a friend in Washington. And we traveled together for a few, like 10 days, I think. And basically what we've been doing is out encouraging people and praying for people, especially those that, where their spouses have left them, have abandoned their families, to come along and pray for them, encourage them in the word. And, you know, you see, just my eyes have been opened again. You know, the many people that, you know, they know the Lord, they profess to know the Lord, but a lot of times it seems like to stay encouraged in the Word, we need to read it, we need to believe it, we need to walk it out. Because we find I found a lot of people that are discouraged, and really, yeah, I have my ups and downs too. But I also know where to go to encourage myself if I need to do it. But some, you know, we have each other. There's a lot of people that have each other to encourage one another. But the Word of God, because David said he encouraged himself in the Word. And I think we can also, by the grace and the power of God. But it's just amazing the amount of people that I find that are down in the dumps, discouraged, weary and heavy laden. But Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that are weary, all ye that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And he really, truly does give us rest. And so this morning, I just thought I would share a little bit of some of the blessings that we have. It's in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. See if I can get this up here. Okay. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, we should be without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, that he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to his purpose, the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom we also trusted after we have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnestness of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wow. Not everybody has that, but it is for everybody. But we must believe. We have to believe. We have to study. We have to learn to know him. In John 17:3, he talks about knowing him. John 17:3. I wish when I was a young child I would have learned to memorize scripture. So I want to encourage you young children. There's a lot of young children here. Memorize scripture. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. John 17 verse 3 says, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. This is eternal life. This is how you get life. It's by knowing him. It's not by just knowing scripture, but it's by knowing him and learning of him through the scriptures. It's what gives us life. He teaches us wonderful things in the Word of God. It's just amazing how that the Word of God is able to give us direction. It gives us life. It is just absolutely amazing what the Word of God is able to do. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 through 10. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, He quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. That is so wonderful to realize that God has given us so much in the Scriptures. We are really, really without excuse. We are totally without excuse. There is no excuse for us not to know him. But many people choose to just go their own way. I don't know why. Well, we do know why. The enemy is ruthless, and he's out to destroy, to kill, and to steal. But God gives us the opportunity to come to him. And if we want to, we can come to him, because Jesus Christ came to destroy the works of Satan. We can walk. We can walk in the Spirit. We can walk after the Lord. We can find him. He will be found if we knock for him and we go after him, pursue him. Philippians 2:12. Wherefore we, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now in much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. That's our calling, is to shine as lights in the world, because the world is dark. It's a dark, dark world. I've seen that. One time there was a lawyer that came to Jesus, and he said, I don't know why, you know, it seemed like he was testing him, I'm not sure. But he said, and behold, there came a lawyer, stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Jesus said unto him, what is written in the law? You know the law. You're a lawyer. You should know the law. How readest thou? And he answered and said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Jesus answered and said unto him, thou hast answered right. Now listen carefully. I don't know if you ever, I'm sure you did, but I want to just point this out. Thou hast answered right. Do this, and thou shalt live. Another salvation. This is salvation. John 17. Get to know him. That's also salvation. This is salvation. If you do this, you will live. Glory to God. It is an amazing. God's word is just so precious. And yet so many people push it away. I'm just amazed. A few weeks ago, I just want to share this little story. There was a miracle that took place. My head's still spinning. I was on my way out to, I had this trip planned, and a couple weeks before I left on my trip, I heard my sister-in-law, which lived in Minnesota at the time, had cancer, stage 4 cancer. She had never been to church. Her parents never told, well, maybe for a couple, what they would call Eastern Christmas. I think they probably went to church. I'm not sure. But it wasn't, she didn't grow up in the church. And that's what I'm saying. You people are blessed. I mean, we probably don't realize it. But I want to share this with you. This young lady grew up, I knew her from, she was about 14, 15 when I got to know her. It's my wife's sister, and they lived in Minnesota. I said, Lord, would you please, Lord, keep her alive long enough that I can go and see her. I was scheduled to leave on the 12th of November. And, I had some places I wanted to stop and visit. So I traveled out there. And I got out there, on a Friday. And she was in the hospital. Her last trip to the hospital, she wasn't going to come home again. And then COVID hit. They shut the hospital down totally. And I'm like, Lord, I said, it's up to you. I surrender. I give it to you. I really wanted to share with my sister-in-law, Jackie. She's had a quite a hard life. She grew up never going to church. And, so she did her own thing. She became a drunk. At age 15, she started drinking. And she always had a beer in her purse, and that's just who she was. And got involved with some things and ended up having a child out of wedlock. And then she got married, and her husband died at a young age, 29 years old. He had cancer. And about 11 days after her husband was buried, her 10-year-old son got hit by a car. So now this young man is a vegetable, as you would say, for the next 10 years. So about 10 years ago, he died. And I wanted to see her so bad. But I said, okay, Lord, it's whatever. So on Sunday, I got there on a Saturday, and on a Sunday morning, my friend calls me. Kind of out of the blue, a friend from New York City. He called me and he said, Elmer, were you able to go see your sister-in-law yesterday? I said, no, I can't. They shut everything down. Nobody can get in because of COVID. He said, will you give me the name of the hospital? I'm like, I don't want you to bother anybody. But so I gave him the number, or gave him the name of the hospital. So he called the place. He called the receptionist, and she was really very sad, broken, because she's having to tell everybody nobody can come in, whatever, whatever. So he hung up the phone, and he called me, and he said, Elmer, why don't you call her and pray for her? She's having a bad day. So I did. At first, I'm not sure how this is going to work out. They have enough going without me bothering them. So I did. I called her up, and I just told her she knew what I was looking for. And I said, can I pray for you? She said, yes. So I prayed for her over the phone. And after it was done, she just said, you have no idea what you've done. I so appreciate it. And I hung up, thinking, okay, well, that's that. 40 minutes later, she calls back and said, "You can come into the hospital. You can visit your sister-in-law. You can stay as long as you like." Glory to God. Glory to God. So I went in and I spent 2.5 hours with that dear lady. I poured my heart out. I told her God opened the door for me to come when nobody else is allowed to come. Her sister and her brother and nobody, everybody was there in the community. They couldn't come see her because of COVID. But the doctor or somebody let me through the doors and said, "I can come and visit." So I poured my heart out. 2.5 hours. I don't know if she got born again. She couldn't even speak. Could not speak. That's all she could do. So I asked her, "Do you want me to leave?" "No, she wants me to stay." Yes. So I talked to her about the Lord. And you know, I'm not sure. She almost, her facial expression was really, really a blessing. When it was all said and done, I gave her some water, you know, held the straw up in her mouth. I just blessed her. I just poured it out all over her. And I left. You know, she heard the gospel. She could have, in her heart, God is a judge. But I was so thankful that I got the opportunity to share the word of God with her. The most precious words that has ever been is the word of God. And she heard it one last time. The next day she died. Glory to God. May He be praised. But let us not doubt. But let us believe and trust Him. He can open doors. When He opens the door, nobody shuts it. When He shuts the door, nobody opens it. So I just pray that that was an encouragement. This time was an encouragement to you all. May God bless you.
Thank you, Elmer. You were an encouragement, very good encouragement for not only for older people, but for young people to witness and never to be ashamed. And thank you for all those verses, and appreciate the man from New York who called you, or who encouraged you to call the hospital. That man was an encourager himself. And pilgrims and strangers, we are all pilgrims and strangers, whether we're young and old. And sometimes when people read those verses, as we know, a lot of people who read the Bible, they read the Bible as if they're alien sinners and God is speaking to them, but they haven't repented, they haven't confessed, they haven't been baptized, they haven't really given themselves, counting the cost of being Christians. And I'm not reflecting on your sister-in-law, but I'm just saying that a lot of times people who, it's the easy believism gospel, where when Jesus said to strive, agonize, may Brett, he's not here, agonize to enter the kingdom, the violent take it by force. You know, Christianity is a lot more than whether just memorizing verses or saying the sinner's prayer. It's a whole lifetime. And there's no mountaintop experience. And we all have many valleys and hills until we pass away. And I appreciate those verses that you mentioned, Elmer. And that's you're a great good example for us to be witnessing until we pass away. And the Lord be magnified.
Yeah, I too appreciated that, Elmer. Hope is a good thing. Hope against hope. And I thought about this verse in Isaiah 55:11. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Whether she received it or not it's not going to take away the effect that God can still use it, you know, for good or for bad or whatever He chooses, but it's not going to return to Him void. I know as Christians, there's always this heavy sense of responsibility on us to share the gospel with people that are dying. And it's a blessing that He opened those doors for you. When my mom was passing away, I think I prayed similar prayers, but I didn't make it to the hospital in time, and she had passed away. And that's just God's will. And I laid hands on her body, because I was able to see her body. None of my family wanted to see her, but I did. And I laid hands on her and prayed that God would bring her back to life, and He didn't. And that's just His will. But He knows what's best, and He's good. And I appreciated that testimony.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for sharing that. I was encouraged with it, and I remember what Robert often says. I think the best encouragement is to be an encouragement, something like that, or the best encourager is best thing to encourage is just to be an encouragement, and so something like that is what my thoughts were, and I thought you were pointing out there in the story about the lawyer. It just kind of hit me how the Jesus' response was. I was trying to look at it so I don't say it wrong, but I think it was something like that you have set well. It wasn't set like you have set well, therefore you will live. It was his Jesus' response was that you have set well, and then now go and now go and do this, and you shall live, or something like that. Goes to show anyhow how like the lawyer had the right things to say when he said that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But he still had to go do it as well in order to have that blessing. So appreciated that. I also appreciated when you first said that you're going to talk about blessings. I just appreciated how you were really touching on spiritual blessings. Physical blessings are easy to focus on too, and they're okay and they're all right. But I think there's just really an order to things, how spiritual blessings are just something to just very daily be thankful for. And we just so easily can see the physical, the natural blessings, and then miss the spiritual blessings. And seemed the Apostle Paul, he would write his letter in such a way, like I think Romans starts with thanksgiving, being thankful for his blessings, and Ephesians, like you read, he was really expressing his thankfulness to God for all these blessings that he receives. And that's I believe, the order of things, you know. There was a lady that came to, or someone came to Jesus and was saying, blessed is, you know, the mom that raised you. And he said, more blessed is the one that heareth his word and doeth it. And so, like, there he established an order to how we should look at blessings. So I appreciated those thoughts. Praise God.